Okay, Wednesday 4, 22, 26. How Faith Works, Part 39. The title is Right Words. We've been looking for weeks now at how faith works. Today I want to to hone in on this scripture, which the Lord quickened to me a few days ago. This is Job 6:25. How forcible are right words? How forcible are right words? Forcible means to feel sympathy. Job's friend tried in this instance to get him out of the funk that he was in. This is Job 5:17. This is his friend, let's see what his name was.
Eliphaz the Temanite.
Eliphaz the Temanite answered him. But I'm just going to read part of it. I want to start with verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles. Yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to the grave in a full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is, hear it, and know thou it for thy good. And that's really what happened to Job, if you think about it. God gave him double for his trouble. He had had 10 more kids, and he lived to be a great age. So Job, you know, that's what his friend was saying here to him. And we always hear his friends were bad and they were ugly to him, but this one, I think, has some wisdom to say to him. Sometimes during chastening, it's hard not to let bitterness get into you. It seems like it will go on forever, but it is for a time, for a season. Everything God does is for a reason. He is a good God, and he only has good intentions concerning us. This is why the chastening. Keeping a good conversation during this time is crucial. Everyone that did anything for God were first chastened by the Lord. Now, this is Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to read it. Just like we were discussing about Abraham, father of many nations, you know, Sarah, mother of nations, and hadn't had a baby yet, barren. Abraham, old, stricken in years, nearly 100 years old. He had to change his thought processes and his speaking for God to be able to work with him to cause his promise to come to pass. Okay, this is Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So it's just part of the process. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So if you don't submit to the chastisement, you're not considered a son. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Trial by fire. It just comes with the territory. Keeping our conversation right goes a long way to shortening the process, in my opinion. I think probably when we have our breakdowns, we kind of set ourselves back, you know. God's not forsaking us. He's watching over the situation totally and completely. And there's consolation in that. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversation there means citizenship. Okay, I want to turn to Acts 7 now, talking about citizenship. This is Acts 7, verse 51. This is when Stephen was being, he'd taken the gospel, and the leaders of the day were railing on him and fixing to kill him. 51:7. He said this, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it? When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." He wasn't sitting down. He was standing up. Why? He's overseeing what's going on. God sees what's going on. He doesn't just leave us out here to fend for ourselves. He sees what's going on. He's standing. Then he cried out with a loud voice and they stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." When he had said this, he fell asleep. So God, Jesus, was standing at the right hand of the Father, overseeing everything that was going on with Stephen that day. Well, one of the citizens is in peril, in the citizenship of heaven, or distress. God is watching over the situation. We are not alone, just trying to take care of ourselves down here and thinking, "God's forsaken me." It isn't true. All heaven I mean, there's a great cloud of witnesses Hebrews talks about, Hebrews 12. I believe they're all watching. Okay. In a community, each citizen has a voice. Our citizenship is in heaven. Whether we realize it or not, what we speak, what we say gets heard there too. Upright. Right means upright. Right words, upright words. Okay, Matthew 12:6. And there's all kinds of scripture on speaking right, all throughout Old and New Testament. 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Idle means inactive, unemployed, lazy, and useless. How forcible are right words? Go to Hebrews 11 now. I just mentioned about the witnesses. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the elders, they obtained a good report by the words they said, by faith. All these in the Faith Hall of Fame, you can read them. Read the rest of it, because it tells about each one having to stand and keep God's right conversation. Verse 39 and 40 there says, and these all having obtained a good report through faith received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So could it be they don't get their full reward till all of it's over and done, and then at the end, the judgment seat of Christ or whatever? Could be. Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we also were compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. They see when we have a breakdown. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he walked it out before us. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. So he's saying, suck it up, brother and sister. We're with you. We're overseeing everything's going on with you, and we're on your side, and you're going to make it. Keep them words right, and you'll make it. Okay. We have a cloud of witnesses listening to what we say and do, the spiritual Olympics, you could say. I encourage you today to keep the good conversation no matter what you're going through. If you want help from above, then this is a must. One more scripture, for James chapter 1. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. He'll show us what to do. Instead of having a breakdown, ask him what to do. That giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we got to give God something to work with, right? Got to get in agreement with him and his plan. He'll take care of it. Okay.